Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much, and good morning, everybody. Welcome. We're glad to have you tuned. Kind of warm out there, but we'll talk about the plants at your place. This is your opportunity. This is your chance to give us a call. The phone number, 800-288-WBAP. Since the move to Victory Park, all phones come into that one number, 800-288-9227. That is 800-288-WBAP. We have Randy Williams is running the boards for us today. He has stayed over after his newscast, and so that's cool. I haven't had a chance to work with Randy for 2 or 3 months, and he's just the best there is. So that'll be nice. And Lee Riza, I'm sorry about your family issues with a loss in the family, and we, our hearts and thoughts and prayers go with you, and we'll see you next week. And then to Michelle Shook, who is screening for me, and to a rookie, we welcome Charlie Trudeau, who is joining us today to screen calls. He is a Collin County Master Gardener, and Dwayne Sanders also standing by. This ought to give you a bigger-than-life picture. Wow, Neil needs 3 screeners in there to answer all the calls. I have 4 phone lines, folks. It's not that big. Maybe 5. I don't know how many there are. There aren't that many, but we have to train, and so Charlie's there training today. So you'll get one of those folks anyway. And, of course, Jerry Overton in the newsroom. That's our team. Let me give you the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored by Mr. Glass, and then we'll get our program underway. We have 2 dogs who are still looking for homes, and I'm going to tell you about these dogs, and I really am hoping you'll get out to the SPCA shelter in McKinney. You're hearing that dog adoptions, pet adoptions are down, and you and I can step to that rescue. It doesn't cost very much to adopt a pet, and it doesn't cost very much to keep a pet. And then you have a friend, you have a family member, you have a loyal companion for many, many years. And if you're just a little pressed for cash, you know, it's interesting to me that one of the last things most people put aside and say, oh, I can get along without. They can't get along without their pets. And the SPCA has some wonderful and adoptable dogs and cats and donkeys and goats. And I don't know what all they have. I do dogs. Dogs are my thing here on Sunday mornings. But if you go to spca.org/findapet, just all run together, spca.org, and then the /findapet, and that is the /. I guess you're supposed to say that. All right, last week's pet, Maverick, the lovable, well-mannered Labrador Retriever mix, is still waiting for a home, and he is a beautiful and sprightly, I believe he was 4 years old, beautiful black lab mix, but he looks black lab. Today, I reintroduce you to Bogo. Bogo was up for adoption several weeks ago, and I want to get him adopted today. Let me read what they say about Bogo. He's a happy-go-lucky, friendly pup, just 2 years old, one of the most handsome boys currently available for adoption at the SPCA of Texas. He has a stunning, medium-haired, brindled fur coat with a white blaze on his face and chest. He has gorgeous amber eyes, a fluffy tail to match. Bogo has quite a story for his short 2 years. Back in April, all those tornadoes that hit North Texas, specifically Lancaster, well, the SPCA was able to help the Lancaster Animal Shelter by transferring more than 50 pets in need of loving homes so that the Lancaster Animal Shelter could help those lost pets affected by the storms. Well, Bogo is one of the dozens of the SPCA of Texans transferred in from Lancaster. One of the dozens that they did transfer in. I didn't think it said Texans. Most of his friends have been adopted. He's patiently waiting for that royal would be nice. He'd like that loving family to adopt him. Bogo is already house trained. He's perfect on the leash, and he loves to stop and smell the roses. He enjoys belly rubs, playing with toys, and cuddling on the couch. He's very smart. He's eager to please everybody he meets. He's the perfect mix of playful puppy and calm, mature adult. He knows all his commands. He'd be great in a family with kids, but be sure to bring your pets down and just make sure everything's a match. It will be, because Bogo's a winner. Now, having said all of that, let me tell you about the side notes that Lacey sent me when she sent me Bogo's adoption information. We don't understand why he missed getting adopted several weeks ago. He is a favorite. She may have said the favorite here at the shelter. He is everybody's favorite. And so that's what you want. Very special adoption price of only $50. To view all the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, spca.org/findapet. He's been neutered. He has all his age-appropriate vaccines and everything else. Now, that is BOGO. And I just realized I have discarded the second page. These normally don't go to two pages. And that has the Dallas address. The SPCA shelter in McKinney is at 8411 Stacy Road, which used to be Farm to Market 720. And it is now Stacy. And if you're coming from Frisco, Stacy is what Main Street turns into when you cross Custer. So just take Main Street, and when you get to Custer, it will automatically turn into Stacy, and the SPCA will be only a quarter of a mile ahead of you. They are on the south side of Stacy. Coming from the east, it'll be on your left. From Frisco, it'll be on the right. And they're open 7 days a week, noon until 6. The Dallas shelter, as he scrolls on his computer, is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road, also noon to 6, 7 days a week. Adopt a pet, folks. It'll be good for both you and certainly for that pet. I want to tell you about Mr. Glass, the number one name in glass replacement. Mr. Glass is a family-owned company since 1982, operated by Lawrence Seifert. Now, this is a fine glass company. His dad, Bill, started the business, and Lawrence's son, Addison, the third generation, has joined the business as well. So all of that available to you at Mr. Glass, all that experience. And the Dallas area, as you know, was pummeled with hail recently. Many cars suffered severe damage. Let Mr. Glass replace that cracked or shattered window or windshield now. Mr. Glass will file all of your insurance paperwork for the claim. They work with all insurance agents. Now, Mr. Glass doesn't just repair car windshields. They have custom glass products for your home, including European-style heavy frameless shower doors and enclosures, which Mr. Glass can design and install. Let their technicians consult with you on your new elegant and unique glass shower enclosure. Call Mr. Glass for all your home and auto needs. That phone number is 972-669-0951. For more information, go to MrGlassInc.com. MrGlassInc.com. You spell Mr. out all the way. MrGlassInc.com. And again, that phone number, 972-669-0951. It's Mr. Glass.
Call Neil now. 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227.
All right, let's begin our program. We're going to start with Marty in Keller. Marty, this is Neil. Welcome to WBAP. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I've got three Bradford pears in the backyard. And when I come out this morning, there were bright green leaves all laying on the ground. And I went over and shook the tree, and more fell off. Well, picking up the leaves and looking at them, it looks like something is eating them close to the stem where it connects to the branch.
Okay. That would be where the abscission layer is. And so is the leaf in place from that point out? It's just that's where it's being eaten, it appears?
Right. I pick it up off the ground, and it's a fine point. You can tell something is eating it all the way to
to
a fine point.
Okay. I want to make sure I understand. When you pick the leaf up, you have a normal green leaf in your hand all the way to the little stem of the leaf, which is called the petiole, all the way back to where that would have touched the twig.
Yes, sir.
All right. There's not an insect in the world. I have never, I say that, what do I know? I've never been in Borneo. There's not an insect that I have ever encountered in 42 years here that severs leaves that way. There are plenty of caterpillars that eat leaves, but when you find the partially eaten leaf on the ground, it's not going to look like a regular leaf. That's the abscission layer, and that is the layer right where that leaf attaches to the twig that allows it to fall in the autumn. It's a corky layer, and it changes its makeup right before the leaf falls. Now, that will happen usually in autumn. It normally does not happen during the growing season. If it does, it often will point to a fairly traumatic something or other coming along. It could be cotton root rot. It could be, I don't know what it would be. It could be weed killer injury. It's something really, really odd. I don't know that I've ever seen that. I've been around Bradford pears all those 42 years I've lived in the Metroplex. If you stand back from the tree a distance, does the color of the tree look healthy, or is it insipid, kind of a pale olive drab color? Marty? All right, I guess we've lost Marty, Randy. I don't know what happened to Marty. Yeah, he dropped. Okay. I don't know beyond that. A cotton root rot will cause it to become insipid in color. Take a sample into a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional, since we've lost our call, and I'm going to have to let you go from there. I don't have a good answer because I haven't encountered it. Certainly, if it were any kind of an insect problem, I don't think it would just show up there, but you never know. All right, let me take our first break. I think that's probably the best thing we can do right now. Make sure all is well with the phone system. And my first commentary is that we have a very special, and I've never done this offer before. I don't know how this is going to do, but we're going to give it a try for a week or two and just see. This is where you can get your subscription to our magazine at $23.95. That is the normal one-year subscription price. But then if you would like to give it as a gift to someone you care about and just say, hey, this is a belated this or that, or it's an advance, or maybe you're lucky enough to have an anniversary or birthday coming up soon, the gift subscription comes at half the normal price. So $23.95, and then that second one is whatever that is. That's 11 something or other, $11.97. And that's a tremendous deal on that second year of the magazine, and a very good deal on the first year, I might add. This is the magazine, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written by the finest garden writers in Texas. We've done our magazine 26 years. It's been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. And the first year at regular price, second year at half price, and yes, if you'd like to give yourself that gift, that's fine with me. So that would mean that your total price would be $35.92 for a two-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Of course, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. You must call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. First it rains, then it's dry. What's a gardener to do? What's a foundation owner to do for your home? Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and you call Advanced Foundation Repair. As dry soils gain moisture, they expand, putting enormous pressure on foundations, and then they dry and you see cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when you call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. All right, great company. Let me tell you right now about Treetown USA. They're great growers. In fact, they are the nation's largest tree growing company, the U.S.'s largest tree farm, and they're right here in Texas. Treetown USA, they use select seedlings to create Empire live oaks. Live oaks vary a lot from one to the next if you look at them as random seedlings out in nature. But when you get Empire live oaks, you're getting extremely carefully selected trees, selected to perfection, perfect tops, perfect root systems, and uniform growth with great foliage and branching and a good-looking, consistent appearance. Empire live oaks have been selected to withstand damaging winds, ice, and snowstorms. They're selected to survive Texas tough conditions. For a top quality shade tree for your home or commercial landscape, ask for Empire live oaks. Your nurseryman can get them for you from Treetown USA, but you need to ask for them by name. That's Empire live oaks. Empire live oaks are available in 10 and 45 gallon containers from Designs in Nature in Fort Worth, North Dallas Palms and Pottery in McKinney, and Earth Tones Greenery in Midlothian. For a superior shade tree for all Texas soils, ask for Empire live oaks grown by Treetown USA. For photos and a lot more information, go to treetownusa.com and click on Empire live oaks.
Discover Twin Oaks Nursery, just 30 minutes north of McKinney off Highway 75 in Denison, Texas. Twin Oaks Nursery carries a huge selection of coloring shrubs, including beautiful Nellie R. Stevens holly in pyramid form and unusual single-stem tree form. We invite you to visit our new greenhouse filled with color, tropical plants, gifts, and more. Be sure to attend the free educational seminars every Saturday morning. For more details, visit the website at twinoaksonline.com or call 903-463-2205.
Bayer Advanced Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control is the alternative solution effectively to protect fruit and vegetables using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients. It was formulated by Bayer Advanced scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and the results that you want. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control is in a convenient and easy-to-use, ready-to-spray. It's a 3-in-1 product that kills fungus, insects, and mites, even including spider mites. It prevents black spot, rust, powdery mildew, and much more. Read and follow the label for a complete listing. This product can be used on roses, vegetables, flowers, shrubs, and houseplants. You can use it up to the day before harvesting fruit and vegetables. Always read and follow label directions, as I mentioned. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advance fits your life. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. It's BayerAdvanced.com. All right, our phone number, if you'd like to call, we'd love to hear. 800-288-WBAP. We are live on a Sunday morning to take your lawn and garden questions. I'm Neil Sperry. We are here at the 820 or AM 96.7 FM spot on your dial every Sunday from 8 until 11. And this is 2 years next week marks the beginning of my third year. Let's try that one again. It was 2 years ago next week that I came to WBEP after 30 years and 2 months at another station. And I am so grateful to be here. I'm grateful for this opportunity to visit with you every Sunday morning. But you got to do the visiting, too. It's a two-way deal at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Mark in Marietta, Oklahoma. This is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I have an Oklahoma redbud that has got yellow mottling on the leaves, and the leaves seem to be cupping. Do you know what that could be?
How old is the tree, Mark?
It's been in our landscape about 3 years.
All right. The cupping that you're seeing, I don't know right off the bat. I'm not going towards something. I'm trying to get something else to give me a little clue. Is the cupping curled up or rolled under, or what's it doing?
It appears to be curled up.
All right. And is the whole leaf involved in the cupping, like a saucer, or is it right at the edges?
No, the whole leaf seems to be cupping.
All right, just kind of like a bowl.
Yeah.
All right. And the mottling that you're talking about is what? Is it speckled? Is it all over light color? What's that look like? I haven't seen that. I've grown Oklahoma.
It doesn't seem to be like circular. It's more like splotches.
How large?
I don't know. Some of the leaves, it appears to be like across most of the leaf on a lot of the leaves.
All right. So let me paint a picture and you tell me if I'm painting the wrong picture. I have an Oklahoma redbud leaf, which would fit in the palm of my hand and pretty well cover my palm. And you're saying that some of these spots are almost that large. They'd almost go from side to side on the leaf.
Right.
And they're yellow or they're brown?
It's yellow.
All right. Have you used any kind of a weed killer around this or a weed and feed fertilizer?
Have not used a weed and feed. It would be possible that something like Roundup might have been used around the base of the tree.
All right. Do you
or
still have...
In the vicinity of the tree, not...
Right.
Not
on the trunk. Yeah, I understand.
Right.
Do you have access to the container that Roundup was in? Is there still is the container still sitting there?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking, if it's the purple label, that's the original glyphosate Roundup. Roundup now has become a community of products. Unfortunately, that's a name I haven't put on that or description.
Right.
And it's a pretty good description, I think, because they started out with just Roundup. When you went in, it was like buying it was like buying Coca-Cola. Now, how many Coca-Cola products can you buy that say Coca-Cola on them? Or
exactly.
Coke, you know, you got 19 kinds of Coke. And that's what Roundup has done. And it may be that you got one of the types that does have a weed killer that's active through the soil. That's one possibility. I don't know the answer. I'm trying my best. This is a tree that's a pretty dependable little tree. So that's the first thing I'd look at to see if there's any other active ingredient. If it says active up to 4 months, then that's something that's soil active, and that's the other thing you can see without reading all the fine print. Second possibility, and the reason that I lost my Oklahoma Redbud many years ago, I had it for 15 or 20 years, but there was a borer that got into it called the red-headed wood borer. This is a little insect that's about two-thirds the size of a yellow jacket, and the tunneling that it does within the wood is smaller than a pinhead in diameter, about the size of a pencil lead. It's a very tiny borer tunnel, but boy, it's efficient. It sure does damage the tree. It's also, you'll see it also in silver maples. And that's a possibility. I'm not sure if it causes the death or completes the death of a tree that has some other problem. I don't know. You know what I would do is I'd get some photos and I'd go find the very best independent retail garden center that you can. I don't know if Oklahoma has a certification program. I'll bet they do. The Texas program is almost 40 years old. And if you can find an Oklahoma certified nurseryman, that would be great. Or, you know, the Texas certified nursery professionals would be more than happy to help you. Texans okay. do help Okies every once in a while. That's the best I have, and you're welcome to post a photo on my Facebook page if you'd like, and maybe we can get you some help that way.
Great. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. All right. That opens the line. We're going to take our news break right now. Charles and Sherman, you'll be coming up right on the other side of that, and this is the longest segment we have, and very honestly, I could use a couple more calls to go into that segment. I would feel more secure if I saw some more calls there. So here is the way you can do your part of that deal. That's by calling 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227, 800-288-9227. WBAP. And I will give it my very best answer. If I don't know, just as I did with him, I will tell you. I don't know, but I will still try to help you. Smith Thompson Home Security. How much are you paying for a home alarm monitoring system? Well, if you upgrade your existing system to Smith Thompson Home Security, you would be paying, you can count the times that I say this figure, $16.95 per month. And that is with no contract commitment. None of these automatically renewing two-year contracts that catch you and they say, oh, oops, you bad on you, you didn't call within the 30 days that you had. Smith Thompson doesn't work that way. Friendly people, I have been through their facility. I think I saw all of it. I'm not sure because it is a security company, and I may not have seen the back room, but I saw the whole setup, and I'm so impressed. Smith Thompson can even convert existing monitoring systems for the same low price of $16.95 per month. Are you still using a landline for your home security system? Well, if you are, then you can also get rid of that landline by upgrading to cellular wireless monitoring. It's the newest, most secure way to protect your home. Price? Still $16.95 per month. Family-owned Smith Thompson serves you and your family for much less than the national companies with friendly, fast, and affordable alarm monitoring and the peace of mind of local 24-hour operators. They have tens and tens and tens of thousands of customers. I don't know that I should tell you the number, but I was really impressed. No lengthy contract, local service, 24-hour operators, the ability to convert your existing system, ability to upgrade you to cellular wireless monitoring, and still only $16.95 a month. Here's how you get this going. Call Smith Thompson Home Security today, 800-411-WIRELESS, 800-411-WIRELESS, or visit them on the web at smiththompson.com. Smith Thompson Home Security.
The first local news of the hour, every day. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Coming to Nursery and Landscape at 5518 President George Bush Highway. That used to be Liberty Grove, but not anymore. 5518 President George Bush Highway, and that's just about 100 yards north of Highway 66, which is Lakeview Parkway. And I'll give you their phone number in just a second. I was out at Covington's this Thursday night for an event. And folks, let me tell you, this is one wonderful garden center. Summer is here. Covington's has great plants that love the Texas heat, like Cora, Vinca, Angelonia, Lantana, Moss Rose, Bougainvillea, Hibiscus, and a lot more for hot seasonal color. They also have a great selection of Texas tough perennials and native and adapted plants like knockout roses, Texas sage, red yucca, palms, desert willows, Texas mountain laurels, and lots of ornamental grasses and the best selection of crepe myrtles in the Metroplex. Yes, they do. Go to CovingtonNursery.com to see the available stock list with plant varieties, sizes, and prices, and check out their free gardening classes, landscape design gallery, and a lot more. Covington's, a wonderful full-service nursery and garden center with 18 acres of the best plants for our region and a team of knowledgeable nursery professionals who are ready to assist you in choosing the perfect plants and supplies for your landscape. You're going to be amazed at their selection. You can be thrilled with the friendly service and the convenience. They're open 7 days a week to serve you, and it is worth the trip from anywhere. We came all the way from... where were we? Well, it takes about 20 minutes all the way from Interstate 35 to get to Covington's without traffic stalls or anything. It takes just about 15 minutes from 75, so it's about 25 minutes from I-35. I haven't done that one yet to time it. Covington Nursery and Landscape. Again, they're 5518 President George Bush Highway, used to be Liberty Grove Road, just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett. Open 7 days a week. CovingtonNursery.com. 972-475-5888. Covington's in Rowlett. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom and our friend, hi, Jerry Overton.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time now, 8:33. A five-year-old boy drowned in Mesquite Saturday afternoon. Happened at a pool at the Mission Ranch Apartments along Highway 80. Police said the child was unconscious when paramedics arrived shortly after 1 o'clock and he was pronounced dead a short time later at Dallas Regional Medical Center in Mesquite. 250 motion-sensing cameras are helping DPS and Border Patrol agents fight the ongoing war against illegal drugs and human smuggling. Texas Agricultural Commissioner Todd Staples says they hope to add another 250 cameras later this year.
Resources are limited, and that's why we're asking our federal government for more resources to aid these dedicated individuals that are on the border today.
These cameras are posted on farms and ranches along the border. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Debby could grow to near hurricane strength early in the week. Not sure yet which way it's going to go. Amid an ongoing threat of torrential downpours, authorities went to an alert for the possibility of flooding and strong winds from Texas to Florida. Right now, the warning is out from Alabama into the Florida Panhandle. WBAP News Time now is 8:34.
In Tarrant County, watch for some activity in Fort Worth. An accident reported I-35W southbound at Seminary Drive. And in Dallas County, construction block in the right lane, I-30 R.L. Thornton Freeway westbound at Dolphin Road. This report brought to you by the North Tarrant Express. Construction is underway in Northeast Tarrant County, and the North Tarrant Express reminds you to put safety first. Please do not text and talk while driving in the work zone. For information about North Tarrant Express and real-time traffic updates, go to NorthTarrantExpress.com. With the WBAP DriverSelect.com on-time traffic watch, I'm Ben Martin.
And the WBAP Weather In Touch forecast, sunny and hot today. We're headed up near 99, maybe 100. Clear and 74 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high near 100 again. And the heat index value is around 103 tomorrow. Tuesday, still sunny and hot with a high near 100 to 101. Right now, sunny skies, 80 degrees at DFW Airport. It's 8:35. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. When you are planning your home's landscape, it's really important that you choose the right tree for the right place. Encore Electric Service Delivery calls it Know Before You Grow. ONCOR.com/KnowBeforeYouGrow will take you to a web page with a lot of useful information. You know, we've had recent storms, and there's going to be a lot of trimming that has to be done. And couple of things that I want to mention to you. First of all, that trimming wouldn't be necessary if we chose our trees carefully up front, because the trees wouldn't have gotten into the power lines, wouldn't have the problems, the power wouldn't have been knocked out. So Encore asks that we all ask our nurseryman, how tall does this grow? How wide does this grow? And if you know where that tree is going to be planted when you get home, before you go to the nursery, measure the distance with the tape measure. Don't step it off. You're not that accurate. Measure it, and if the nurseryman says, oh, that thing gets 50 feet wide, it's a big tree, that Schumard red oak, then you say, ooh, I think that's the wrong tree for that place, 4 feet from the power lines. There are trees that can grow beneath power lines. They're small trees at maturity. Let Encore help you. O-N-C-O-R, encore.com/knowbeforeyougrow. And I don't have the text of the message, but we are going to begin to talk to you about safety in working around power lines. Don't be getting pruning tools out there anywhere near the power lines. You know that. I know you know that. Don't tempt fate. Encore's there to service, and they do a wonderful job. Encore.com/knowbeforeyougrow.
Tradition, heritage, experience. 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
All right, let me tell you about Dalworth Clean right now. Let me tell you about a special we're going to be availing ourselves of. Boy, that's bad grammar. In just a few weeks, we're doing some remodeling and cleaning and sorting and relocating of furniture and a lot of other things in our home. And we're going to take advantage of this great special from Dalworth. $29 per area on 5 areas or more of Dalworth, deep down Dalworth Clean. I hope that special's still going. It's been on for a few weeks now, and I hope it's still there because we need to have our carpets cleaned, and Dalworth does it better than anybody around. 38, I believe it is, years in the business. 32 of them I have told you about here on the radio. They are simply the best. They have stepped up and up and up. They just continue to challenge themselves. This is kind of like the world record holder in a distance run. There's nobody to challenge him or her. They have to challenge themselves, and that's what Dalworth has done. They're that good. Now, Dalworth also has the ability to clean any kind of floor, even hard surface floors. Hardwoods, no problem. If you have a natural stone or if you have stained concrete or any kind of flooring, no problem. They can make it look as good as new. They also have a new floor store, Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. They're open 6 days a week, and it's a wonderful place. And you look from the outside, that's okay. You look inside, oh my. That's Dalworth Fine Floors, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. And the number to call for Dalworth Clean or for more information on any of their services, 214 or 817-267-8433. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean, 214 or 817-267-8433. 5 or more areas of carpet, deep down Dalworth Clean, just $29 per area. You can also book online at dalworth.com. It's Dalworth Clean.
Those numbers to call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. You can call him now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. She is my friend, Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers, a water garden and pond supply people. My announcer for many years, my friend for many, many years, and an advertiser here, I will point that out. But just with that voice, I said, there's my announcer. Let's go to Charles in Sherman. There's my caller. Charles, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
I got about 14 Carissa Hollies. I've had them in the ground for about 3 months, and the bottom of all the leaves have a speckled rust color to them, and every one of them looks weak. I've been working on these things for 3 months, and I just can't seem to get them looking healthy. What's the rust from?
I have no clue. I would guess 100, 125 Carissa Hollies at my home, and I have never seen a rust spot in 35 years of growing them, any of them. I have seen scale insects on them. I've seen them get too dry, sadly. Especially my first year plantings, and then they develop brown spots on them and are bleached spots, and that tells me, well, I've done it again. I forgot to water that one over there, and now I'm going to have to go buy another one and replace it because they don't come back. I don't know anything about rust. Does this rub off? Rust, the actual disease, the fungus disease rust, when it hits a plant, is something that rubs off, which is how it gets that name.
No, I've rubbed them with my fingers, and
so
I've looked
at
them
spots.
Closely to make sure it's not anything crawling or anything on them.
Right, so it's just spots.
Yeah.
All right, and so when you stand 20 feet away and look at the plants, are they dark green and healthy looking other than the rust spots on the back?
I'd say 50-50, but half of them from a distance, they don't look too bad. The other half look like a shade lighter.
All right. And you have fertilized these this spring?
I put all nitrogen lawn feed on them about a month ago when this really started to bother me.
All right, and did you see any change in them at that point?
None at all.
All right, and were they bought at the same time, same place?
Yep.
So they're all out of the same...
Yes, I called you, excuse me for interrupting, when I bought them, and I told you that the leaves looked kind of grayish, and you said it might have been from like a wind burn or something that happened while in transport. Well, they haven't really perked up since.
All right. And was that right after the soft new growth came out, the growth that is not prickly?
No, I would just say from day one.
Hang on. When you bought them, were they flush with new growth at that point? Was it soft and succulent and pretty tender? I'm really grasping at straws, Charles. I could take the rest of my program and probably still not be comfortable with my answer.
But if
it happened right after, a day after you brought them home, I do remember the call. I hadn't until you mentioned it. That would be wind burn, and that might not recover, and that might account for odd burning on the backs of the leaves because the wind would hit beneath the leaves where it normally doesn't, especially if they were laid over in any way. But I got to see a photo. It's either going to be that or it's going to be moisture. There's no insect or disease that's going to cause those symptoms to Carissa Hollies. It's a wonderful shrub, and they're worth fighting for, but I can't get any closer. You bought those, and I don't necessarily need to know the name of the nursery, but you bought those at an independent garden center or at a chain store of some sort?
Independent.
All right. I would sure go back and ask them what might be going wrong. Have you done that?
No, I haven't. I really expected to get an answer pretty much like what you're giving me, kind of a head-scratcher.
Well, but somebody needs to see these. That's what I'm saying. I need to see a photo.
No, I understand.
Yeah, somebody needs to see them because just describing rust-looking spots on the backs of leaves doesn't help me. It's not a symptom I'm used to seeing. Please either put a photo of front and back of the leaves and of the landscape. It'll take three different posts on my Facebook page, and let me look that way. Or eGardens, my electronic newsletter, comes out this week. If you're a subscriber, put it in there. And you can put all the photos in one email to eGardens, and I always answer where I'm asked. So if you ask in eGardens, that's where the reply is going to be. If you ask on Facebook, it's going to be there. And then the third option would be go back to the nursery and take samples in. Just say, help me, what's going on?
Help me, please.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah,
man.
Best I got. I'm sorry you waited for that. Thank you. Let me go to Kay in Eustis. Kay, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How can I help?
I was given a sick houseplant.
Great.
And I was told it was either a bella palm or some kind of a loblolly. And what the problem is, it looks like a weeping willow. And these long stems hang down with little tiny needles on them. And the ends are turning brown, the ends of these stems that hang down. They're all turning brown.
All right. Are you talking about Neantha bella palm, the little miniature palm?
Well, yes, it's a house plant. It's a small palm.
All right, and the individual leaflets are maybe three and a half inches long?
Well, these are big, long. They hang down like a weeping willow.
All right.
And they have little needles all along the stems, but the ends of these fronds, or whatever you call them, are turning brown.
All right. The... I'll do the best that I can. What happens with palms, especially, but with all plants, spathiphyllum is very, the peace lily is very prone to what I'm about to describe. When a plant has any kind of moisture stress, and mind you, it's not just always it got too dry, although that's the most common cause, but any time there's moisture stress to a plant, then you will see it show up at the tips of the leaves first, at the edges of the leaves, and because those are the points farthest from the roots. Those are the points that dry out first and that get the water last when it's carried in from the roots. It's the very, very same principle that applies to when we have circulatory problems, we have earlobe issues, we have fingertips and toes, with frostbite, with diabetes, with other things. Those are places that are the last to get the blood. Same deal.
Well, apparently this person let it get too dry.
And, all right, and at that point, the roots have been damaged, whether it was too wet or too dry or whether it had too much mineral salt, whatever it is, it's moisture stress. And it's very hard with palms to bring them back around. That's like giving somebody a very ill pet and saying, here's a pet for you. it's the same thing. And unless there's some kind of emotional tie to this plant.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Now, would it help any or make it look better? Let's put it that way. If I trimmed all those.
Yeah,
little...
you can trim them with very sharp leaves if you want to. I can't see your plant, but I have thrown more than one palm out. In fact, I don't own any palms right now. I have two or three big palms that I put in the greenhouse, bring out in the summertime. Spider mites are a real issue on palms also indoors. You need to check for spider mites. The weeping is just because the plant's losing its turgor, its vigor, its strength.
Well, you've always been such a big help to me, and this person thought maybe if I called you, we could find out the problem.
Well, and it's either gotten too dry or some other form of moisture stress, or spider mites are just chewing it alive. So you can check for spider mites pretty easily, Kay.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. My buddy Ricardo is coming up right after this break, and we have other calls, so stay with me, and I'll sure try to help you. Well, let me tell you the special now from Neil Sperry Gardens Magazine. This is a brand new special and one that we've never had before, and I don't know if it's going to work or not, but I'm willing to try it because I think it's a really good opportunity for you. It is your chance to give our magazine as a gift at half price. 1 year of our magazine, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written specifically for the gardeners of the Lone Star State by the finest garden writers in Texas. 26 years we've been publishing our magazine, and it has been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in the country during that time. And you get a one-year subscription for $23.95, and the second year comes at half price, $11.97. That's for your recipient, and you know that recipient could actually be you, so you'd get a two-year subscription the second year at half price, and that's better than our normal two-year subscription price by far. 2 years, $35.92. That's either for yourself or to give that second year to somebody you care about as a gardener. It's kind of a nice gift, and it would be much appreciated. But you have to call before 11 today. I have no idea if I'm going to leave this on more than one weekend. We'll see how it goes. Here's the phone number, 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-GROW. 4769. Call before 11 o'clock today.
Since 1983, the experts at WizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes on Saturday, June 30th, how to build a backyard water garden. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. That's whiz-q.com. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams. Serenity.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shapp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
It is really nice to hear the voices of all of the teaching staff there at Serenity High and what miracles they help the kids perform for themselves. Recovery is a solo journey, and they are the guides along the way. Let me tell you about Ortho Bug Begone Max and Home Defense Max. Don't let annoying insects ruin your outdoor fun this year. Fight back with Ortho's 1-2 punch. Step one is choose Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer to create an insect barrier that'll kill the insects inside and keep the insects outside. It protects against ants, roaches, spiders for up to 12 months indoors on non-porous surfaces, including black widow and brown recluse spiders. Satisfaction is guaranteed. And then pick up the new Ortho Home Defense Max bottle with the Comfort Wand, a revolutionary battery-powered applicator. It's an easy way to spray, no more trigger and no more pull-and spray. I've used it, and it's great. Step two is to apply Ortho Bug Begone Max to your lawn and garden at the first sign of insect activity or damage. It's easy to apply and fast-acting. It takes care of more than 100 listed outdoor insects for up to 3 months. Right now, Home Depot has a bonus buy. Buy the new Home Defense Wand and get Ortho Home Defense Hornet and Wasp Aerosol Spray for $14.88 while supplies last. Get the powerful 1-2 punch of Home Defense Max and Bug Begone Max from Ortho. Defend what's yours. Read and follow label directions, ortho.com, Ortho Bug Begone Max, and Home Defense Max. All right, we're back to the phone lines, and we go to Ricardo in Waxahachie. How you doing, my friend?
Good. How you doing, Neil?
I'm wonderful. I haven't heard from you for a while, and it's really good to hear your voice.
Just listening.
Thank you.
A listener, as you know.
Thank you. I know.
Okay. I have a Natchez, a little white Natchez. Well, it's not little. It's about 10 and 13 feet tall. You know, it starts to spread out at 10 feet. And it has way too many trunks, and they're starting to have a lot of internal conflict, if you know what I
mm-hmm.
mean.
I do.
We're rubbing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just obviously, probably I'll have to wait till winter, but how much can you remove of these trunks without hurting the crepe myrtle?
Well, actually, that's the way that the tree-form crepe myrtles are produced in most nurseries, especially when they're out in fields and in containers. Sometimes they'll train them up on a single stake. But what most nurserymen will do is allow them to grow as shrubs for a year or two, maybe not to 10 or 12 feet, but they'll let them get some height to them, and then they'll start thinning out the trunks. They'll let them develop as shrubs. As you know, Ricardo, all crepe myrtles are genetically shrubs, and they try to revert to being shrubs, and so that's why we have all these extra branches is what they are. We call them trunks because we train them as trees. By the time it's 10 or 12 feet tall, you certainly can start removing those branches, those trunks that are in the way in excess. It is easier to see through the plant in the winter and see what you're going to get, but there probably are some that you could prune right now before they gain any more size to them. It just gets harder and harder to extricate them the longer you wait, and so I would not be opposed to your going in there very carefully. I wouldn't do it while it's in full bloom, just because you'll shatter the blooms on the rest of the plant. But I'd use a small bow saw, or pruning saw, I should say, just a banana shaped pruning saw, and get in and very carefully prune off the parts that you want to take out. You may not be able to remove a trunk completely. I hope you can and cut it flush with another trunk, but sometimes they just grow side by side and you can't get the blade in there.
Okay. But I can be sort of, and you know, you understand I say this measuredly, relatively aggressive. I can.
Yes, absolutely. You can take 15 trunks and leave 5.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You can and probably should. The reason it's a little bit better to do it in the winter is because you can see where the branching is. You have a better way of tracing. Well, that trunk goes out there. I can see that I'm going to take off half the tree if I cut that one. I don't want to do that. It's a little harder to tell in the summer.
Okay. Any preference, whether is it just personal preference, the more straight trunks versus a more curved trunk?
Well, you want them to match one another, and Natchez is such a horse of a grower. I mean, those are long, straight shoots in most cases. It may be hard to find enough that have any character to them. You know, the
okay.
tree itself may be its own character, and you want odd numbers of trunks. That's another thing
okay.
to remember.
All righty.
I'm glad to hear from you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Still have you on my iPod.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. My favorite call I ever got. I have 2 calls out of a third of a million calls I've taken in all the years, and his is one of them, a wonderful friend. Mike in Fort Worth, I have about a minute, and I'm going to try to help you because I don't know that I'm going to be able to help you. Mike, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, figs, dropping figs before they mature is a fairly normal occurrence, and that usually is attributed to a very rapid change of temperature or moisture. And think about how we have fluctuated in hot weather and dry weather, cool weather and rainy weather in the last month or so. That's usually what causes that. Is there anything more? I mean, I didn't even let you get the question out of your mouth. Is there anything else?
Oh, Neil, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Well, that's usually the cause. They are strange fruit because they pollinate from the outside in, and they just operate strangely. It's kind of the same answer I give to seedless persimmons. They do the same kind of odd aborting of fruit, but it's usually moisture and temperature driven. Same with Althea flowers. You'll see that happen on them. Folks, we have 2 more hours. We have Diana and Susan coming up right after the news, so I hope you'll stay tuned for that. We'll be here until 11 today. Thank you. I'm Neil Sperry, 8 to 11 every Sunday morning. Stay tuned, please.